across the universe. There are many topics to discuss. Four brave dads lend their voices to the cause. And together, they form Dad Tales Podcast.
Dad Tales, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding steeds of gold. Dad Tales are the freaking best!
Dad Tales Podcast.
Oh my God. Goddamn right we're the best. The best in the business, baby. And you could take that shit right to the bank. Hey. Welcome to the fire team. It's me, JC Jesse. Episode 117, Dad Tales Podcast. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. This week we have with us Baroque Reaper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Baroque?
Oh, not much. I did learn a fun fact. I'm not trying to steal Boost Thunder, but, you know, it's a real fun fact.
Okay.
All ghosts are alcoholics. They're only here for the booze.
Somebody's fucking fishing for some booze himself. Wow. Here. Wow. That's... Get off the damn stage.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a hook. I do have a fun fact, though. Boost may be here with us later. He's not here now. Fun fact. Apparently all around Disney World, you'll see pictures of Walt Disney, and maybe he's holding like a pencil or a pen or something like that, or maybe a paintbrush. I don't know. It's been forever since I've been to Disney World. But Walt Disney was like a crazy chain smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and I knew so... that. They don't have any pictures of him smoking in the park, so instead they switched all the cigarettes to be like pens and pencils and paintbrushes and shit like that.
Yeah, he's in a natural pose like this all the time with a pen. Like, you hey. Know?
anyway, we also
it's also like the myth of why you can't point. He thought it was rude, but also he never pointed with one finger. He always because he always had a cigarette. He'd always just do the whole hand motion.
Oh, really?
You can point with two fingers and a butt.
But I mean.
This guy's no fucking amateur. He knows what's up.
When I do this, well, how much he smoked? 1,000 points of light.
I said it's going to be goddamn Dumbo. It ain't flying the, hippo.
That's actually Dumbo. One of the more not the more underrated parts of smoking. Is not pointing when you have that cigarette.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just it's so much better. Point you know, you really cigarette. You emphasize.
Really drives home the point.
Uh huh.
Like that's just your opinion, man. That was on today, by the way. It's fucking on all the time, I feel like, now after we watch that movie. We also have with us Stugazzo.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, buddy?
Not well. Not well.
He's in limited release this week. So
yeah. I've got to...
Enjoy him sparingly.
While this podcast is going on, I got to think of creative ways that I can describe my areas for development on this project and beyond. I'm doing some project evaluations here.
That sounds like lines that was thrown out from Toy Story.
It's just
and beyond.
Bad. It's bad. So yeah, I got some shit to do, and good thing that it's one of those last minute situations. So
I hear you.
Good job, Stu. Way to go, bud.
Way to go, buddy. So you do that. You chime in when you can. You know, like you.
Thanks, fellas.
It's work first, man. Work first. So tonight. We have a special show. So I put out, in a discussion with the hosts, we thought that maybe it would be a good idea to kind of have like a men's health kind of segment, right? And something we've discussed before, which is vasectomies. And so I put out on the Discord, if anybody would like to come on and kind of have like a roundtable discussion, because I know for me, like I haven't had one. But I've been seriously thinking about getting one. But there's a lot of questions that I have. And, you know, like, of course you can go on the internet. That's well and good. I can read Google. Anybody could do that. But who better than to ask than your buddies? And who's gonna shoot straight? Well, sorry, no pun intended.
Hey, they can still shoot straight. They're just shooting blanks.
For real?
Pun intended.
I did not mean that one. Anyway, so we're going to...
Oh, my balls!
Oh, boy. Here we go. Anyway, we're going to have a... We have some of our buddies on here to talk with us tonight. We're going to get to that a little later. But we have our good buddy, The Canuck Show. He's only he's taking a week off, basically, of Dad Tales Podcast. Then,
you know, he's back. Pretty much. What's up? What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Awesome to be back. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to get into our dick to IV and our vasectomy talk.
Yeah, me too, man. I want to hear all about your balls. We also have with us, we haven't talked to him in, it's been, geez, I don't even know how long it's been since you've been on the show. It's funny, I was listening to a show when I was listening to stuff for the best of, and then you were just randomly in like one of the segments, like, oh shit, Law Dog was on that one. Welcome back, Law Dog. Thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, glad to be on. I come around as much as Stu picks up a Prime Ingram, I learned last night.
Did he fall off the map chasing it?
No. That was he wouldn't do that for Prime. Only a green.
Just blues. Oh, yeah. Only blues.
Greens.
Ooh, blues, what's this?
Blues and when I got a pocket full of motes in Gambit. I'm just like a magnet for those holes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Clipping that one.
That I was going to say.
You're a magnet for those holes. Hold on. Is this it? Let me see. Guardian Tom. Oh, there we go. There's chasing an engram. And never been on the show before. Long time DTP clan member. Probably one of the OGs, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm very excited to have him on. He couldn't make it with us for our 100th. I really wanted him to come on. But Safety Czar, what's up, dude?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Really good. Sleep deprived with the new Forsaken out. It's killing me in a good way, I guess. But other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, it's been quite the grind. Well, actually, the grind has gotten a little better, I think. I haven't played as much this week as I think I did previous weeks. I think I'm kind of like figured out my groove now. Are you guys kind of feeling that? I mean, I know Law Dog, you just kind of started recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out a lot.
You hit that 540, 550, like you start hitting mid 540s, and all of a sudden you have a much better idea of what you have to do to get you know, up a level. And so it's like, all right. And so you can actually prioritize, like, okay, I'm going to do all this stuff, and then I'll play around if I want to do anything else.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I figured out now, you know, we got to do all the Petra stuff first. So I get that out of the way because those are, like, the big kind of jumps, right? The big light jumps or power jumps, I should say.
Yep.
And then just start, like, cleaning up all the other shit. Like, I only did a Nightfall today. I had hopped on briefly for maybe, like, a half an hour, and Rocker was on. And we actually did guided games to run somebody through. So it's kind of nice. I have an emblem waiting for me at the Postmaster. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Fancy.
Yeah. But it's been fun. It's definitely been fun, though. I tell you what's a grind is that fucking blind well for
Holy shit. Oh, man. Is it ever, man? They need to tone that down, like, a little bit.
Well, yeah, from one, you know, you go one, and that's not bad. You go one to two, and you're like, okay, that was a little harder, not too bad. And then you go from two to three, and it's like, what the hell happened here? That jump is huge.
Well, the thing I think for the three, like, I don't mind. I mean, I throw a three in there. Let's do this. But if the group that just did the two, and we just barely did the two, and then you're just kind of standing around, and all of a sudden, you know, it starts up again and you see like tier three and you're like, oh shit, are these guys gonna pull this off? And then shit starts getting hectic and then I just don't want to waste that time, you know what I mean? And the other night it glitched out. I was playing with Rocker and shit, I forget who else was playing with. I have such a bad memory. But anyway, so we're playing and it didn't count our completions. Like, we ran Blindwell for maybe like a like an hour. And that then checked sucks. It and it didn't count. We did like, I don't know, a bunch of twos. We did a three and then we completed the four. And it didn't count anything. I was like, fucking kidding me?
Man, that sucks. And doing the fourth doesn't give you that much more. I think doing a three and a four gives you, what, 50% maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the double-edged sword, right? Because the tier one only counts 10% for the bounty. Yeah. It's easy to do, but you have to do that 10 times effectively.
Yeah.
But I think it goes up. So I think a tier four is 40%. But,
no, tier three is 30%, and then it's an additional 20% because the tier four is just that bit at the end. So, but it's still 50% for doing it. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, two of those and you're done.
That's good to know, though.
But if you don't complete, the fourth, it doesn't count the third either.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I mean, and that's
the risk.
That is
risk reward.
I did a couple of twos the other night with the racer. We had two twos, a one, and then I think we got another two. And racer was telling me it was going to boost me up a good bit. Didn't get anything.
Didn't do anything yet.
So we bounced. But I haven't. That's my limited experience with that.
Where the good shit is with Dreaming City is definitely the Ascendant Challenge. And then Petra's weeklies. I think that's where it's at anyway. So the best is just to go in and get those weeklies, because you know that. I mean, she's gonna have that weekly bounty, right? Get your dailies and try and get as many of those done the day before, and then fucking pop them all once you get it.
Yeah, I just learned that this past week. But I haven't been doing that, doing the dailies the day before and then doing the rest of the dailies on reset.
Yeah.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. I've been saving mine up, but I'm the kind of player who I like to pop on my I want to pop on my fucking bounties right away. And it's like,
I know.
It kills me looking in there and they've all got exclamation points. I'm like,
I have a bunch of clan ones, but I'd already finished my weekly clan bounty. So I'm like, they're just sitting there ready for next week. But it's like, I want to push the button.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got a bunch just waiting to open. But yeah, do that. Do all the Petra stuff. It's pretty cool. And I love doing the Ascendant Challenge.
And it's so fun, man.
And the story missions.
I've yet to do that one.
Oh, dude.
This week is a little tougher. I haven't done it yet, but it's with the sword. I've heard it's actually one of the tougher ones they've had.
I didn't find it that tough. I found the first week tough. With the four crystals. Knights.
Well, the toughest part. Oh, it was with Jace. That's who we were playing. The toughest part was just jumping up to the top of that fucking thing. Because it was like, Jace is on the outside. He's like, I'll just meet you guys in there. And then he finally did make it in. And then we killed everything. And we get to the end. And Rocker is like, Where's the chest at? I'm like, dude, I saw the sword back there. I think you have to bring it here.
Take the sword.
So you had to go back and get the sword.
I soloed it, and I didn't realize that. I left the sword back, and I went and completed the fucking thing. It's like, God damn it, where's the chest? I went out, and it's like, shit, God damn it.
Speaking of solo, Lawdog, you said you and Jace were just trying to do the Whisper. I was bored yesterday, and I was like, let me just do the, because I haven't finished the heroic. I was like, let me just jump in there and see how this heroic is by myself. And I was like, fuck, I'm like 553 now. Let me hop in here and see what this is all about. Nope.
No dice.
Yeah, you can do it, but you have to be on your game.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's tough because it's not that it's like, oh, it's so overpowered. There's just so many damn ads that take you down.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are like, you go in a room like, yeah, I'm okay. And then something will shoot you in the back and you're dead. And it's like, well, that sucks. And then you have to just kind of keep doing it over and over.
It's like those void voop things too, right? It's like I get in there.
Or the little
like,
farts
I'm
in the wall.
Yeah, I'm trying to, the wall farts. So I'm like, I'm trying to kill shit. And the next thing I know, I'm like, whoop, and I'm all the way across the fucking room in front of some, you know, like captain who just wants to, you know, roast my face off. But The jumping part wasn't that bad. And I got there pretty quickly. But it's like, I just kept dying. It just kept dying and dying and dying. I didn't get past the first room. But, it was still fun to do, to see if I could do it by myself. But eventually.
I'm having a blast. I'm having an absolute blast with Forsaken right now. I had the meatball spawn in Gambit this afternoon.
Oh, sweet.
But we didn't kill it because my team really were not good
at all. Yeah, so, I did have a good sucks. Gambit game this week where I'm flying into Gambit solo, and then I get the nice first thing up. Your team lost. It's like, oh, this is off to a good start.
Oh, yeah. Man, I get so many of those, man.
Broke flies into a, your team sucks.
Yeah, it was like, your team's doing okay. Good your luck. Team, you can try a little harder. And I'm like, oh, that's messed up. But then I look,
hey,
and
bro, they only had should have popped that primeval. What's that?
The team I joined only had two people.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Another person came and joined, and we came back and won it.
Nice.
Like, we actually won one of. Your team's behind. You won. You melted that primeval. It's like, holy hell, what the hell just happened? I mean, because. But all of us just, you know, supered right at the boss at the end, and we won the primeval within like 10 seconds.
Oh, that's
awesome. Of the other team.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do in Gambit is to headshot. Fluffy fingers with a sleeper simulant. It's the best.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's right. That's right. You flew into a match. That's so funny. That's awesome, though.
I could just imagine American Knock.
He always kills me with that. Oh, Fluffy. He sent me a picture of, like, all these fucking computer parts laid out everywhere. I was like, I have to admit, I got a little bit of a chubby just looking at all that stuff.
Oh man, what I would give.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so happy for that guy. It's so much fun. I love that feeling that when I got, like, you just wait for all your computer parts to come in, and then I just sat there, and my wife's like, you going to watch TV? I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch TV. I'm going to sit here and build my personal computer.
I'm going to be a man. Nerdy man, and build my computer.
Yes, and then I'm going to take this little piece off of here because I don't know what it does, but it's a very important piece because my computer wouldn't start without it. It was like a ground wire on my motherboard, and I was like, I don't really need this, do I? And then I like turned, you know, I spent like hours putting it together, and I was like, all right, moment of truth, and fucking nothing happened. I was like, where's that box at? Maybe I did need that piece. So, more of the story. Funny. Fluffy, make sure all the parts are in the computer.
God love them.
But, yeah. As far as, like, video game stuff, Forza Horizon 4 comes out this week. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, do you have the Xbox Pass or Game Pass?
I do. I got it specifically for that, yeah.
For that, yeah, me too.
So I got it when it was, like, $2.99 for the first month, and then... I didn't download any new games, but I downloaded a game for Josh. I forget what it is. It's like Hydro something, but it's like, you know, super souped up speedboats. And Hydro Thunder. Yeah. And he loves that shit. But yeah, I'm super super stoked for Forza Horizon 4 to come out.
Yeah, it looks good. Is it going to be free on Game Pass?
It is.
Yeah, it's an Xbox game.
Day one.
So day one, it's available on Game Pass.
Fantastic. Now, is it tomorrow that it releases, or is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
I have to remember to download that Mammer Jammer in the morning. Now, are they adding the other Forzas on there as well?
They've done all the other Forza Horizons on games with gold, but yeah, they haven't done... Not on Game Pass. I don't think the Forzas are, because they make money off of those.
I saw this deal, and it was like $100 for
that's
a
right.
year.
That's what I was going to say.
What was it, like a year of Game Pass?
And then seven and three.
That's a fucking great deal right there.
That is a solid deal, man.
Because those are two awesome games. Although, like, I'm not into the regular Forzas. They're too simmy for me. Like, Horizon is the sweet spot.
See, I don't mind the other Forzas, but that just reminds me of growing up, me and my older brother playing Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Like, we just trade off, like, you know, we did the ones like, All right, this one is it's one of the races. It's like 100 laps, and so it's like you can't do it all by yourself because there's just it. That's like going to work for freaking a video game. So, you know, we switch off playing, like, all right, and you're like, oh, okay, you got the intro, you got it, okay, go.
Yeah, I remember doing that with the 24-hour Le Mans, having a bunch of guys pull it. Yeah,
did you play for 24 hours?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 of us did, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
One of us would go to work, come home, sleep for a few hours. Yeah, it was a good time, man.
I mean, that's dedication. A good time.
Yeah.
Wow, shit. I mean, we were like, what, 20, 21?
Okay, so never mind. It's like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you go to work, come home, and partake in some things, and then get into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a buddy who he was like real into like NASCAR on his NASCAR game on his computer. And he would like he would do like a 500 lap race. I'm like, yo, are we going out? He's like, no, dude. Like I'm racing today. Like you are.
It's Daytona, damn it,
dude. It's all day long. He's sitting there, fucking. This is so good. I can see if you're actually like a race car driver, but
you're actually you're in the race. You know where you can your win.
Bedroom,
like
you're sitting in your bedroom, like hitting. Going left. You know what I mean?
Like, come on, dude. That's that Jeff Dunham joke. They're making a left turn. Oh, and there they go. They're making a left turn. It's really an easy sport to fall while you're hammered.
So funny. But another game I'm super excited about, and I was like mildly excited about this, and then I started watching like a ton of videos about it this week. And I know Law Dog is excited because he's going to be all up in my posse. Is Red Dead comes out in what 2 weeks or the 12th?
The
25th. Is it 25th? Oh man, I thought it was the 12th.
It's a few
that,
weeks.
Or is that Blackout that comes out the 12th? Damn it,
Blackout. Yeah. Black Ops for
you. No, it's Blackout. Let's be honest. That pretty much. Gonna sell it's that Blackout. Game.
Oh yeah, it's Blackout. I got it for that. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't think I'm going to get that. But I'm definitely going to get Red Dead. And it just looks... Podcast Unlocked. The IGN Xbox podcast. And so they had gone to see, like... They'd gone to do, like, a demo or whatever. And so the one girl on the podcast, she, like, is... really big into like just Rockstar games, and she was saying that like Rockstar doesn't call this like an open world game, it is a Rockstar open world game. So everything, I don't know, just the way they build these games is just amazing. Even like GTA 5, but you got to think that game's been out for 5 years, right? It's they were probably making it for a good 4 years before that. And I don't know who any of you guys here who played GTA 5, but that game is just, it's incredible. I mean, I'm not talking about like the fucking hookers and all that, you know, stupid shit, but just like the world.
So it's huge.
When I used to play
it. It's incredible too.
Oh, yeah. When I used to play it, I used to just go like steal fighter jets or like just fly around or helicopters and just explore the city and do stupid shit, right?
Yeah. But, like, we went to visit my in-laws and they have an Xbox and my daughter wanted to play and they like, so my sister-in-law will put it on her account for Grand Theft Auto. I'll let her just run around and it's like, oh, here, I'll get you a car real quick. Like, so she doesn't do any of the hooker stuff because, you know.
Oh, she doesn't.
No. Wow. No, because my daughter what just kids? Wants to. My daughter just actually wants to because she likes to play Forza Horizon. Like, she loved, like I got her hooked on the Fast and the Furious one. Where she just gets a car and she can drive around and crash into stuff and her car never blows up and it's all fun and games. And so she would do that. But she got really into good at a GTA where she'd drive around and get to like 2 or 3 stars and be like, oh, daddy, you need to take it because the police are after me. And so like,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be able to get away from this. I don't know where a damn thing is in the city.
I'll tell you another really cool thing about GTA 5 is that even just I want to say it was like back in the spring, it still made the top 5 bestsellers list. I mean, it's still
a $60 game, right? I mean, I think I think it's come down in price a couple times, But for the most part, it's been a $60 game for 5 years.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll wait for that to go down. Maybe I'll buy it because I've loved Vice City. Yeah, it just hasn't happened. They'll have like a sale on it. And I'm just like, now's not a good time for that.
I played it on the 360. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I've never played a Red Dead Redemption game. Thought it looked intriguing, but
yeah,
so good.
Everybody always says it's so good.
Oh man. Well, that game was just something else. It was next level. At the time, it was ahead of its time, and that would have been, what, 2009 it came out?
Yeah, it's...
I think it came out in May of 2009?
That came out before GTA... That was, like, their last game before GTA 5, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, all these videos, and just, like, showing this world, and the stuff that they were showing on screen, they were like, this isn't even like an Xbox One X. This is, I think, what they were showing, and they were like, this is just a straight, like, day one PS4, you know? And it was, I mean, it looks incredible. And so even with, like, the NPCs, like, you could talk to everybody, to anyone, you know? And, like, just the world is just, like, it's so interactive. You know, you could just, you go back to your camp, and depending on who you go over and talk to, that's kind of where it starts steering you. I mean, I think there's like a general, you know, arc to the game, but they've tried to make it like getting quests and things like that to be kind of more conversational, which oddly enough, it really reminds me of like Westworld. You know what I mean? Because like depending who you go to talk to, you know, in that show, you know, you go, you know, a guy falls in the street. If you just ignore him, then you ignore him and you walk on. But if you stop and, like, help the guy up, he's like, oh, thanks for helping me up. You know what you could help me with? I've got this treasure map and maybe we could go find my gold. And so it's like that type of thing.
Oh, if so, it's that, I'm sold right now.
But it seems like really interactive.
Helping old Jasper get his gold.
Come on, bro, you can do it. And apparently, like, like you have this bond with your horse, you know, and like you could tell your, like, if shit starts getting heavy, you could just like slap your horse and be like, "Get out of here, go on, get." And then,
Justin, what you do with your horse, I don't need to know.
Also, you have apparently you have a special relationship with your hat. So if you leave your hat somewhere, it shows up on your mini map. So, and you have to, like, earn points, like, all this crazy, like, if you shave in the game, you can't just go be like, okay, choose to have your beard back on. You have to wait till your fucking beard grows back.
But can you go fuck your hat? That's what I want to know.
I think you can.
You do have a special relationship with your hat.
I don't know. Canuck's going to have to tell us about that one. Anyway.
You fucking nerds.
That's why one of the reasons whenever they said that they were going to, you know, they've had a couple of delays in production with Rockstar. I'm not, you know, I know they're going to make that game better, and I'm not all that worried about it. Whereas with Crackdown 3, we've had like 173 delays, and we're now 3 years after the initial release date, and I'm still not convinced that game's going to be any better than it would have 3 years ago when it was supposed to come out.
Hey, but it's going to be X Pass day one.
Yeah. I don't even believe it's actually a game at this point. I think I just made it up or something. Like,
yeah, it's a myth.
Yeah,
it's okay, a myth. I went and looked it up. Red Dead Redemption is 8 years old.
Yeah.
It came out in 2010.
May of 2010.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, I definitely bought it for my 360, but I don't think I really... I think I bought, like, the Game of the Year edition.
With the zombies with and the all. Zombies.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's what yeah, I yeah. keep thinking. I keep seeing it, and it's like, that'll work.
I did play a little bit of it. But yeah, I didn't get like too far into it, because I think right after I bought it is kind of when all the next-gen stuff started coming out, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this old gen. I'm moving on
that to the next-gen. It was, yeah, man, the end of that game, the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 missions were some of the most fun missions in gaming, because they weren't like, you were just a farm guy, and you were farming. And that was the last, you know, few missions of the game was you got to go and, you know, feed the ducks or whatever it was. But it was just, it was awesome. Like, everything had cooled down. You were on your farm. You finally got your farm back. And
And the last few missions are Red Dead, you know, dementia. So I gotta go feed the ducks.
I don't know. I don't remember it was like feeding the ducks, but it was that. It was that. It was just you tending to your farm.
If you fed the ducks, then you got to fuck your hat, and that was the Easter egg.
But yeah, what they also said about Red Dead 2 is that it's going to obviously have Red Dead Online, like GTA has GTA Online. But the content is going to be apart from GTA Online as well, so that it's not coinciding with it. You know what I mean? So that GTA Online, they're still going to support it, and they're going to support Red Dead as well. And they want both games to have the player base,
so,
which is, I think that's great.
So I don't know anything about the online portion. So can you have as many people as GTA has? Because GTA had what, like 16 in a world?
Yeah, like that.
Can you have, so you could have that same thing in the Red Dead world?
As far as I know.
Oh my god.
So.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We could get people in there and have, like, you know, shootouts. Shootouts at like high noon.
Oh yeah. At the OK Corral.
1v1 me, bro. At 10 paces. Anyway, that looks pretty cool, but yeah, some cool stuff coming out this fall. Anybody else looking forward to anything in particular?
Other than Blackout,
yeah,
I think that, and like we said, I think we established not Black Ops, Blackout.
Blackout,
yeah,
yeah. Like I said, from everything I've seen, everybody, it's like I'm buying Blackout. It comes with a Black Ops game with it, but you know, I'm buying Blackout.
I'm going to speak for Boost here and say that that's what he's going to be playing.
Yeah.
So.
On PC.
And that's pretty
much it. I play it on it as well. Like I was saying last week, it's funny that we're all referring to Black Ops 4 as just calling it Blackout. But Treyarch didn't even name it Blackout. Activision named it Blackout. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Just said, no, you're naming it this, and that's what's going to be.
They're all like, all right, boys, do we have a name for this new thing? Hold on, what am I seeing? I'm seeing Blackout. I love it. Print it. That's cool. All right, gentlemen, let's, hold on, let's see, what do we want to do here? Let's do a little of this.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
I guess it'd help if I took myself off mute. DTP Housekeeping. We have a website. Feel free to go there. I mean, I honestly, I don't know what people are waiting for. It's been there for a while now. But you can go there. You can find links to our Discord. Just fucking hop right in there. Hop right in there. Hop right in the clan. We got a whole brand new clan, Dad Tales Podcast Clan 3. Or, if you're looking for it on Bungie,
I.
And, yeah, you can join the clan and reap the benefits. You know, because fucking Canuck is out. That guy plays like 18 hours a day. He's trying to get everybody clanning grants. yeah, so you could do that. Also, don't forget, if you want to get some gamer subs, you know, that's completely up to you. You could use a promo code DTP. I know that they just sent out fucking whole thing of samples. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they sent them out to everybody we have on the show here tonight.
They were really good.
Yeah,
they did.
Stu, what did you get?
I had low sodium pepperoni sticks.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think they also have a turkey pepperoni stick one too, but I didn't get that this time. Just the old regular.
Speaking of turkey pepperoni, well, I just
speaking of turkey pepperoni, where's this going?
Did you guys see the picture? I found this picture on Reddit, and I put it in the memes thing in our Discord, and it's like a shaved turkey. No, it's either a chicken or a turkey, but it's shaved, and somebody put its feathers in a ponytail, and it just said, "Welcome to GameStop. How can I help you?" It's so true. Anyway, Apologies to GameStop employees. Baroque, what'd you get, man?
I got this flavor. I don't know what they were going with, but they called it pina colitis.
Just,
nice.
Tastes a little bit crappy.
Yeah, I'd say so. Does it come with a coupon for a free colonoscopy?
You like pina colitis?
Safety, did you get the package I sent you?
I did.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. What did they send you?
Celery and peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
It kind of sticks to the roof of your mouth, but it's not too bad.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. I think they're working
on a little bit of raisin flavor. You know,
that's what I was going to say. They're working on adding some raisin flavors to that. They can't really nail down the raisin. So
that would be an improvement.
It would be. What about you, Canuck? What'd you get?
Well, the one I got was white rice and chicken broth.
Okay,
it wasn't too bad.
For when you got a cold,
too bad.
Yeah, no.
But the one that I went out looking for was Stu's favorite from a while back was poutine and ketchup. It was really good.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like that one too. So
it's nice. The real secret to that one is the authentic cheese curds from Quebec. They're really nice.
Yeah.
Chewy.
Actually, Stu, it's pronounced Quebec. So anyway.
I mean,
Law Doc.
No.
No. Straight no. It's a hard no. Sorry.
That's giving me no.
That's a no for me, dog. Law Doc, did you get any of those samples? I think I had your address right. So, I sent you a couple samples in there. I don't know if you got them.
Yeah. I got the special brownie flavor.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. I was jealous. I was meaning to save that one for myself, but.
Now, okay. When we say special brownie, are we talking like the marijuana, or are we talking like the XLX waste?
So, when I was playing my games, I felt like I was just at an all-time high.
Stu's got that. Stu's got the flavor right in his basement. I believe the phrase is "sip, sip, give." Is that?
Pass the bottle to the left. Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
I got one. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't too outrageous. It's very light. It's a cucumber butterfinger. So it really just goes to show. I mean, add cucumber to anything, and you're golden. So, yeah, good stuff, guys. Why don't we do Song of the Week right now?
Okay. All right.
Calling an audible, boys. Actually, I have a question here, too. We'll get to that soon. But our buddy Agent H from the Discord was saying that he's been playing the playlist for his kitchen staff, and he said they're really digging it. And that's pretty cool. Sorry. It makes, I get choked up just thinking about it. But I was listening to it the other day, and it's funny, like, I put it on maybe, like, three times in the past couple weeks, and I'll put it on shuffle, and I don't get any of the same fucking songs.
Well, that's because we have 20 hours and 39 minutes of songs. I mean, it's kind of hard to, get some duplicates in there.
Yeah. It certainly is. Oops, shit.
It's definitely.
I'm already
random.
Playing things here. Okay, all right. Who wants to go first to add said song to playlist?
Can I go first?
Sure. Absolutely. Oh, I guess I should say what we do. If it's the first time you're listening, we have a playlist on Spotify. You can, if you have a Spotify account, fantastic. If you don't, you can get one for free. And then you could find our playlist and you could shuffle that motherfucker because that's the best way to listen to it. Yeah, just search Dad Tales Podcast playlist. Anyway, go ahead, Stu.
What episode is it tonight, guys?
117.
Oh, okay. And what company made the game that we all kind of came together with?
Bungie.
They made some other game, right?
They did.
That also had some dude 117. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I believe so. So with that in mind, there was actually maybe a month and a half ago,
Yeah.
Marty O'Donnell, he was the sound guy from the Halo games.
Yeah.
And he posted this video, this behind-the-scenes recording of this. It was the Halo 2.
Oh, theme. I know where you're going with this. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's exactly where I'm going with this. And that's my song this week. It's the Halo theme, the Gun Gear Mix, featuring Steve Vai.
Nice.
Nice.
Steve Vai.
It's just, so good. So good. And there's in the video, if you watch it, there's a part when he does the Halo riff, and it's what they kept when it's the, for Halo 2, the loading screen where it says Microsoft Studios mm-hmm. or Bungie, and it has that, like, I don't know, it's this white background with the blue that comes up, and it's just this guitar riff, and they kept it in, and it was just this kind of off-the-cuff thing that he did. So, really cool.
Yeah, it was a cool little documentary. I still want to know who did that little guitar riff for the Machine Engine in the Wrath of Machine raid. Remember when we would, like, climb on top of that thing, and that was my favorite part, where it would be like... Like, what if that's Steve Vai? That would be amazing.
The hell was that thing called again? The war machine.
Death Zamboni?
The Siege Engine.
What's the Death Zamboni?
God, I want to play that. Okay. Safety, why don't you go next?
Okay. So I think most of you know I'm one of the older guys in the clan. I am definitely a child of the 80s, so I'm going to go with my favorite 80s song.
Okay.
It's also in one of my favorite 80s movies. I don't think this has been picked before, and that is Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Awesome. I was on StubHub the other day, and apparently they're touring again.
Really?
Yeah, or at least two of the guys are touring.
They were in Toronto the other night, actually. I saw that.
It's just Simple Mind. It's like one thing. Yeah, but they're both touring together. That's pretty, or like two of the guys are anyway. Definitely the main guy. It's not like, you know, when I went to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd and it was like the guitar tech and the guy that plays the tambourine were the only original members. Okay, good choice.
Tambourine's an important
excellent position. Choice. Law Dog.
I'm gonna go with another 80s song. I'm more of a rock guy, heavier rock guy, but my son, on third downs at our ball games we go to at Mississippi State a lot, last night he hears the bell and my son screams third down, so last night on the way back home he asked me if I would play the third down song. Well, it's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
So my son,
you're saying bell, and I'm like, there's only two songs I can think of that fits that.
So awesome. My son was in the back seat riding back home last night, headbanging to Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
So good.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Oh, that's awesome. Good for him. All right. All right, who wants to go next? Who's left? Canuck and Baroque? Mm-hmm. And me?
Go ahead, Barbecue.
I'm going to go with Two Cellos, Thunderstruck.
Okay. I mean, of course you are. If if you went with, like, a normal band, I'd be concerned. But Two Cellos.
Okay, I got it.
He's like, I'm going to go with The Sound of Wind.
So, you keep making fun of me, but you know that Marble song, you know, I dare say, is one of the most popular songs.
The Marble song came up when I was playing the playlist, and I have to say, I keep that one. It's so good. Boom, doom, doo doo, boom, doo doo, boom. It's so fucking catchy, dude. But
y'all gave me so much crap when I put a song of Marbles. What the hell?
And so do, like, these guys do like all AC/DC, or do they just do?
They do a bunch of different things, but that one is just even their video. It's like. It's them on stage, like, in Renaissance time. Like, they were performing a concert, and they're playing Thunderstruck on two cellos.
Oh, that's cool. My, one of my
Renaissance coworkers... time, eh? Sorry, you just reminded me of something. Keep talking. I'm going to put it in chat.
Well, one of my coworkers went to, it's like five-piece, this five-piece, like, symphony. I guess there's, like, a cello, a violinist, maybe a drummer. and I forget what the other ones were, but they were Metallica covers. And they showed they were doing one, and the guy with the fucking cello had long hair, and he's like standing up playing it, and he's like head fucking hair is going everywhere. I was like, holy shit, that's some serious cello playing right there. All right, Canuck, what do you got?
With the NHL regular season starting this week,
okay,
and me having some high hopes for the Leafs,
you have my attention.
I'm going to go with 50 Mission Cap by the Tragically Hip.
And I worked it in to look like
that. Hell yeah. Because you always need some more hip on there.
Yeah, I go with that. Oh, shit. There we go. And I am going to go with... I watched this really cool documentary on... I was just like, yesterday I was fucking thumbing through Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. Couldn't find anything on. But I'm on Amazon Prime going through, and they had this documentary. It was called... it was like Jack White at the Anthem in Washington, D.C. And it was pretty recently. I think maybe like the past like year or two that they made this. And so he has like a whole new band out. And what the fuck?
Buck is
Broke
that?
Said Renaissance, and it reminded me.
Hold on. I mean, oh my god. Jesus. No, I don't want to download this. What is it doing? I can't get away from it.
Holy fucking Christ.
Oh my god.
It says So it says 5 minutes into Renaissance and chill, she thumbs ye old balloon knot while throating your ham candle. And you yeet your skeet. It is a crudely drawn cartoon. Very I guess at the time drawn. It would have been like, you know, really good.
Oh my god.
Holy.
anyway, so if you like Jack White, watch this documentary on Amazon Prime. It was really good. But I'm going to go with Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground by the White Stripes.
Nice.
It's funny, like watching that, like he's starting to look a little older, and it's always like a weird thing when you see somebody who, like, in your head you always think of them as like a young guy, and then you see him, you're like, holy shit, that guy's getting old. And I think he's only like, he's not that much older than I am.
And then you start going, holy shit, I'm getting old.
I know.
Yeah, probably, like I just saw
probably old.
With
he's probably old, like
Jack Black making fun of, you know, like. He's doing the Bob Ross thing of how to paint Kyle Gass, and it's like, holy hell, Jack Black looks so old.
I don't know. It's always when you're watching sports and they're talking about the wily old veteran, and you know his best days are behind him. And
he's 37.
The guy's like, you know, he's like 33. You're like, what the fuck? Oh my god.
Yeah. All right. Now we've gone through all the other shit. That's the biggest fucking red Solo cup I've ever seen, Baroque. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
It's been like a lie. I'm actually really like a small gallon? Person. And this is a real regular sized one.
A liter of cola?
Can you?
He's a fucking hobbit.
Can you imagine playing fucking beer pong with that thing? You'd be wasted
You'd
by
be
like
dead.
Cup two. Holy
it's
shit.
It's a 32 ounce one, insulated.
All right. Let's get to our main topic. So, the subject has kind of come up recently just among us. And obviously, my two boys here are going to be daddies again. I, however, do not want to be a daddy again. I'm done. And I mean, yeah, so that's it. And so, but, you know, we've talked about it on the show before and kind of like joked around about it. But I don't think we've ever had, like, I mean, I don't plan on this being a serious conversation, but, you know, just from, like, your perspective, like, I don't know. I just want to know, like, how it works. In my head, like, I could smell it happening, though. You know, like, I could feel, like...
I don't know what to say to that. I smell it happening.
Well, like somebody had said, like you could smell your own balls burning because they like they what? Cauterize them. Somebody said that.
Nah, they're on crack.
Maybe that was that Rocker. Did Rocker have his balls?
I think they were jerking your balls.
He's a sensitive kind of guy. Like, Rocker, smell my balls. Like, no, dude, it's just the lunchroom, like, you know, a couple doors down.
They're having totally meatballs. Fine. They're having Spanish meatballs.
That's Doris. She likes her fish sticks burnt.
So I guess my first question is how does the process kind of get started? Like, what, I mean, obviously, it's a decision that you guys have made with your, you know, with your spouses and... or maybe it wasn't. Maybe you just went out and fucking got it done one day. I don't know.
Hey, honey, guess what? Surprise!
But anyway, so what's like the beginning of the process as far as like, you know, being like with the doctor?
So for me, I'd had the talk with my wife early on that if we really only wanted two. I wanted a boy and a girl. And if we got that on the first two, I was done. So when the boy came, I wanted to be like, are you good, mom? Your baby's good. Okay. I'm out. I'm going to see the doctor. but I had got a referral to a urologist from my internist, and he had referred me to a urologist, which was not, is that the same hospital? And I literally went the next week to go speak with him and did a Q&A session with him, talked with him, made sure I was, I guess, a good candidate, which I don't really understand how that works. I got balls that the but balls that need to be shed. Like,
I have balls.
Do you have semen? Yeah, you're a great candidate. Yeah. Do you have semen? Yes. Do you not want to have semen? Yes. All right. Sign here.
that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Setting the schedule was one of the funnier things because apparently the two most popular times, at least around this area, are the Masters golf tournament
and
March Madness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be stuck home doing something. Might as well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be stuck at home for 2 days with a set of frozen peas underneath your sack, you need to have something good to watch.
Yeah, when's the Black Armory dropping? is that Penumbra? When's Penumbra dropping?
Oh, look at that. Baroque, why are you out like the month of April? Yeah, reasons. Surgery.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm 100% going to schedule it when there's a DLC drop. 100%. Oh,
we should, yeah, we should coordinate well. That.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting right over there with some peas, I'm a nuts, playing games.
All right, guys, I'm going out. I'll see you guys back online in a few hours. I can't wait. Sweetie, the doc fucked with my pecker. Now I get to go play video games. Yeah,
I'll be like, take that other podcast. We all got vasectomies together. What the fuck did you guys do?
Oh my God.
Anti-medic, get your shit together. We got, oh no. Well, I guess you'd only need like one other person to do that. I can't really say
that. Hey, Jay, throw out your back. Let's go. Yeah. Go get surgery on your L5. Let's go.
How about you, Adam? How did it work? How did it go for you in getting the ball rolling?
Yeah, so we had our daughter back 8 years ago, and it took us 6 years to figure out that we were going to have another one. Once we had my son in January of 16, within a few months, it was my wife said, "What do you think about getting a vasectomy?" I said, "I'm calling the doctor right now."
Nice.
So it was, yeah, a matter of 4 months. I called my doctor. She said, "Yeah, just come in to see me." I went in, saw my family doctor, and she's like, "Okay, I'll refer you to the clinic, Kingston Vasectomy Clinic. It's what it's called." And
the KVC. Okay, yeah,
yep, I'm KVC.
Yeah, you know, well, obviously, you guys wouldn't know that, but for I don't know about you guys, but we have, yeah, I mean, we have a Kingston vasectomy clinic where that's all he does all day, every day. Wow. I don't know, Stu, if you have one up there in Toronto.
There's more than a handful.
He's got, yeah, it's sure the TBC.
More than a handful.
It's actually...
I bring it up only because I don't know how it works, you know, south of the border. If you guys have to go to the hospital. South of the border,
they're going
to
go in and apparently laser my nuts until they don't work.
Well...
He's a dull knife.
No. I think what he's saying is, do you have like a specialized clinic, or do you have to go to a hospital?
Well, I think it's just just a urologist that does it.
Yeah, okay.
Mine did it right in the office.
Okay.
So actually,
right in his office, he didn't even take him into a surgical room. It was like all those fucking plaques were everywhere.
I actually did want to ask you: was that is that considered an elective surgery, or like? Was it paid for?
Preventative.
Or not?
No, so, OHIP. OHIP
it's covered. It's with OHIP. Okay,
well,
cool.
That was my question for you. Was my next question for you guys, because I know that, you know, your healthcare works differently than ours. So when I first started, like, thinking about this, I was, like, saying to my wife, I was like, man, I wonder how much is this going to cost? And, you know, like, what are they going to do? And then I called up, and they're like, nah, this is it's pretty much 100% covered. I'm like, really? And the guy,
I think it's cheaper than them paying for.
Yeah, the guy on the other line was like, "It's cheaper than paying." Yeah, exactly. It's cheaper than paying for a birth. So fuck yeah, we're gonna cover this. And you know, when do you want to make your appointment? And I was like, I don't know. Click, bye.
So
this isn't where I park my car.
So to carry on, so I went in to see, or he called me. The surgeon called me and said, "Well, do you want to come in and, you know, go have a Q&A?" I said, "No, I'm just gonna have it done." Went in, had it done. However, horror story, he didn't freeze my nuts properly.
Oh, fuck. Wait, whoa. There's freezing of nuts?
Yes, it's really not bad. The first testicle he did, he didn't freeze it properly.
Oh, my balls!
Yeah. So when he cut, what they do is cut it and then staple the line, if you will, together. And when he made that, man, when he made that cut,
broke up.
When he made that cut, it felt like I got kicked in the balls by as hard as I possibly could.
Holy hell.
It was really bad. And I jumped. He's like, "What? You felt that?" I was like, yeah. He's like, "Oh, shit." He said, "I've never had anyone feel that before." He's like, "I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never, the freezing's never been like, that's never happened before."
He was like, "Oh, where am I?" It's like, "I thought I didn't have my ice cubes around here."
All right, so what I'm hearing is,
but I'm guessing they use like a cryo spray or something on there. Or?
Yeah, it's just this little. It's a snap. It feels like a little snap. It's really not bad. But when he cut that, yeah, it was fucking really, 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 ooh, really bad. So when he did the other side,
I just want to say that probably like hundreds of people right now are like sitting in their cars or offices, like, "Oh my fucking god!"
It was rough. So I had the other side. He froze me twice, and I didn't feel a thing.
It doesn't work. However, like that, though, man. One's good.
The week after, like the bruising was fucking. It was not right.
But was it on
the bruising? Just was bad.
So basically, he was just like, he just was off his game that day.
Apparently.
Oh, boy.
In 25 years. And he, seriously, for me, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. That's my wife's like, obviously it happened to you. Like, yeah. Obviously.
And see, that's 100%. Me. It's like, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Yeah.
You know?
So my recovery was a little bit longer.
Oh, my God.
But after that, it was fine. And I mean, like I say, I've had no issues since, but I'm still glad I did it. And I don't regret, even though I had a rough experience,
I wouldn't change it for the world.
I wouldn't change it for the world, even though it sucked at the time. But I mean, the only other option is having my wife's tube tied, and Christ, that's a major surgery.
My joke was more in line with like the freeze my balls next time, you know, like.
Oh, but, no, for sure.
Next time.
Well, if he was doing it over.
How virile is Canuck? He needs.
But yeah, and then it's like, oh, you know, no, you know, no, no, you know, sex for whatever 4 weeks or whatever it was, and then you drop a sample off at the lab and make sure you're good to go.
How many times did you have to do that?
So you got, fuck, what was it like?
You got to clear the pipes, right?
You got to clear the pipes. It was like 15 times in a week or something they suggested to do it.
No problem. I do that in a day.
Who the hell has that kind of time?
Get on my level, like, bros.
Hey, honey, can you come home on your lunch break or... But no, I mean, I'm very happy I did it.
That's good.
And it doesn't, there's, you know, the myths, oh, it's going to change who you are and this and that. It's only going to change who you are if you're an alpha male, like, I don't even know. It's
not even then. You still produce testosterone.
Yeah, exactly.
Even then, not, sure. You know, it's not going to change you. It's a mental thing.
No,
I guess.
But like, I wouldn't worry about that. It's like, fucking... oh man, I'm going to be shooting blanks. Fuck you. I'm not going to do that. See, that's going to take away my manhood.
Well, but I kind of look at it the other way. Like, yes, I'm going to be shooting blanks. Yes, I don't have to worry about that shit. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I can start planning for a stupid sports car in a few years. Yes, you know, like.
How about you, safety? How was your experience?
Yeah, so mine went actually really smooth. I didn't, the freezing thing is new to me. I had a shot of, I don't know if it was lidocaine or novocaine.
It was just a local?
Yeah. And it was right, you know, outpatient in the, it was a surgical room, but it was right in the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And, he did cauterize, so there is, I hate to break this to you, but the whole, if that's how it gets done, there is a little bit of odor going on. You can smell it.
Really?
But,
ooh, it smells like steak.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you can see the smoke wafting up.
Really?
Done. Oh, yeah.
I just have two staples in me.
But, you know, it's... So we waited a long time because my wife was on the pill for a long time. She was actually, she's got some history of ovarian cancer in her family. So her doctor actually recommended that she continue taking the pill for an extended period of time. So I was probably, I'm 47 now. I think I was like 42 or 43 when I had it done. So I was, you know, later on when I had it done, but it was an easy decision for us. I mean, like Canuck alluded to, I mean, the alternative is way more invasive and way more risky. So
yeah, I mean, I think the majority of the people I know whose wives have had that done, and not that many, they've done it. Like they've had a kid C-section, and then the wife has said, you know, while you're in there,
can
you
do sure,
this? Yeah,
you and know. that would make some sense.
Yeah, but. Oof. Yeah, I couldn't imagine having my wife go through like a major surgery like that. Oof.
But all in all, I mean, you know, we joke around about that, but it's not nearly as bad as it's blown up to be in you know, society or whatever. It's not the most pleasant thing, you know, obviously, but it's not, you know, it wasn't even all that painful. Even the recovery, it was more uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
You know, there's some soreness.
Is it like sore? Is it like a pulled muscle? Is that kind of like what it feels
yeah,
like?
Yeah, the incisions, which are very small, one or two stitches on either side is what I had. Mm-hmm. It's that sore. I guess the internal part, I'd describe it as more of a dull ache for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that would kind of come and go for, I don't know, maybe a week or two. And after that, it really, you know, business as usual.
Yeah.
I will say this, you know, they joke around about people taking, you know, doing it during March Madness or whatever. But you definitely want to heed your doctor's orders about taking it easy. Because I have heard some horror stories. This did not happen
to me. Yep, me too.
Oh, I feel fine. I'm going to go cut the grass.
Oh, and no.
All of a sudden, your shit is swollen like, you know, softballs.
Yep.
So,
jeez.
Don't do that.
So, it's funny you said that you had one or two stitches on either side. Again, I didn't have any stitches. I just had some glue that just came off in a day or two.
Yeah.
And they didn't cauterize like me. They stapled me.
They put like Elmer's glue on fucking Canuck's nuts. Like, here we go. You're good to go.
Yeah, crazy glue, you're good to go.
Self-dissolving stitches. Like, I didn't have to go get them removed.
Right.
How about you, Lado? There's multiple techniques, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is something that nobody's really talked about. One of my, I guess, part of the procedure for me is when I walked into the room on the day I was having it done. Mm-hmm. So they tell me to put the gown on, and I walk in, and at the little area where they've got the gown, there's also a razor blade, like men's cheap Bic shaving. And so I sit down, and I'm like, all right, am I supposed to do this? Am I going to wait on the nurse?
So that was actually going to be a question. So
I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this little cheap big razor blade, and the assistant or whatever walks in. She's just business as she can be. She's like, nope, I'm going to take care of that. And so she comes in and she's like, tells me to lay back, and you know, yeah, I'm laying back. So I'm sitting there exposed, and she just walks right up. I mean, and she's using a form of shaving cream, and she just like walks right up, and she's just like, it didn't feel like a normal shaving cream. She just walks right up and just like lifts my pecker right up, and she's just like right underneath it, just go into town, like swinging that razor blade. It was just that was the most nerve wracking.
Probably does it like 10 times a day.
I mean, yeah. She was swinging it like she shaved a few nuts before.
So what I'm hearing is that we should shave before we go in. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
A preemptive shave is
what I mean. Would have felt better had I done landscaping before I went in there.
Way ahead of you guys. Don't worry about me. We got this on lockdown.
Stu looks like a 3-year-old boy down there. He's ready to go. He shaves everything but the eyebrows. I found that out recently. He trims his armpits, apparently. Found that out this week.
Yeah, you definitely want to spare no expense when it comes to your razors.
So yes. How was the rest of the process for you, LD?
It was. I guess it was the local anesthesia. Mm-hmm. And I did the first time, similar to Canuck, I had... As soon as they went in the first time, on the first side, I felt it, and I jerked, and he said the same thing. He said, you felt that? And I was like, absolutely. And so the nurse came back and gave another shot.
They must fucking say that to everybody, like, you know, I'm cutting your nuts anyway. Oh, you felt that? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? I don't know if they're trying to save as much money as possible. But after that, it was I didn't have any issues. They did the stitches, and, I mean, I just went home, and... I'm pretty sure I racked up on some Destiny time back then. Destiny 1.
Yeah.
But so, I didn't have any issues after that, but I made sure I had it done Thursday morning, and I didn't do anything until Saturday.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Good to know. So I'm guessing peas is that the coolant of choice? I mean, that's always what I've heard is, you know,
it was either peas or butter beans for me. I can't remember.
They work well.
bag of peas, frozen peas are great.
So yeah, so it sounds like, you know, the experiences were all kind of different. Like the procedures were all just like a little bit different. I know there used to be this show on PBS years ago, and it was called The Operation. And this is like probably like mid 90s or so, early 90s, right? Early to mid 90s. And they would focus on, like, you know, taking a gallbladder out, doing whatever. And one of them was a vasectomy. And so they showed the whole thing. I mean, it was like no holds barred. So what they did basically is they would, you know, they would lay the, you know, the patient would lay down. They make two tiny incisions, pull out the vas deferens, and they would clamp them. They put two clamps on each one, right? Two staples, probably like what you said, Canuck, and then cut in between the staples, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And then sew it up, boom, good to go.
So what he explained to me was the one side of the vase is stapled shut, but then the other side is open, the one that actually produces the semen, and it just essentially leaks into your sack and goes back into your body.
You just absorb it. Yeah, I guess so. Like, you wouldn't want that kind of, like, backing up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it's funny, you see, Law Dog, you said like, that reminds you put me on the, like, gown. I didn't have to wear a gown. You just pull your pants down. I pulled them down, and he did it. You know, it was fucking like 5 minutes.
It's real quick.
He's like, "Do you like the Beatles?" I was like, "I love the Beatles." He's like, "Perfect. I'm gonna put on the Beatles." I lay down on the bed.
What was it?
Hello, goodbye
for me, man. Because I'm all about the Beatles.
First.
And then I lay down on the bed. I look up. And he's got a Marvel Comics poster on the ceiling with, nice. Like, 1,000 different Marvel Comics characters. It's like, man, this is awesome.
I need to go to your guy.
Why is this giving you an erection?
Pretty much. That's what I was worried about. It was like, man, that Rogue is looking fucking good.
Oh, my God.
Kind of ironic, you know, Rogue takes your powers, and so is the Doctor, I guess. Pretty, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I appreciate you guys coming on here and talking about this. I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's not like a huge procedure, but it is. You know what I mean? Because it's just not something you sit down and talk about. Like, hey, man, how was your vasectomy?
Yeah.
Except for tonight, because that's exactly what we're doing. But I appreciate you guys, you know, talking about this stuff. And I'm, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people are cringing out there thinking about it. But at the same time, you know, I'm hoping that this will help people or answer any questions that anybody might have. Is there anything else that you guys want to add that maybe?
Well, I think there's
to be ready for or anything like that.
There's a stigma behind, you know, you hear someone say, "Oh, I'm getting a vasectomy." Oh man, you're getting your balls chopped off. It's like, no, man, I'm not at all. Like, what?
That's not what it is.
I mean, honestly,
what it is at all. Like,
that's not how this works.
I mean, especially, like, that Russian guy who, you know, they're not aesthetically pleasing, so you just get them removed because, you know, they were messing with your look.
That's my boy.
Oh boy. Yeah. He got what? He got his dick.
He got the whole thing.
Everything.
Oh, is everything?
His balls. Yeah. Everything.
But
Kendalled.
I think the thing is, like, you know, most guys, we're all kind of living on borrowed time. You know what I mean? As far as, like, like, that's not great. Having a whoopsie. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Well, some of us.
More than others.
Some more than others, yeah. But, I think it's time. I'll report back when eventually it did. But it's funny, like, when I bring it up to my wife, and we've talked about it, and I'll be like, you know, I'm ready. And she's like, well, you know, maybe we should wait. I'm like, what the fuck are we waiting for? Like,
here's the thing.
I'm not going to have any. You said you don't want to have any. Like,
man,
what's the deal?
I took my daughter to gymnastics today, and there was this guy sitting next to me that was easy 15 years older than me, and when our kids came out, his daughter might have been a couple years older than mine. She's like, "Hi, daddy." I was like, "Holy shit! I'm so sorry, dude." Like, that guy fucked up. Something wrong happened there. And
well, my wife used to use the argument, like, "Well, what if something happens to me and you get remarried?" I'd be like, "I already have three fucking kids. Yep. I don't want any."
Chances are she'll have a kid or two herself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, that depends what you're after on the second one here, I guess. But
well, see,
now we're really speculative, and this is kind of greasy talk, so I don't want to.
No, me and my wife had the talk. Like, it was funny because she's like, we found out we're having a girl, and she's like, I bet daddy's going to try and convince me to go for a number three, even though that may not be a boy either. And it's like, wow, she knows me pretty well. And I think partially she's also like the, it's not a boy. Maybe, you know, and it's like, so.
No, I'm the fuck out. As soon as this one comes out and it's healthy, I don't care, boy or girl. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, and that was us. We just wanted to make sure that it was healthy and everything was good between mommy and baby. And once everything was good, then snip, snip.
So, like, I have another question. And it's not meant to be gross. I mean, this is something that I'm, like, seriously concerned. Like, is it that, does everything, like, feel the same? You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No different.
100%. I do want to say this, though, before I forget. Make sure you follow the doctor's orders as far as clear, as we say, clearing the pipes. I've done a lot of reading, and it said that in all the cases that, or excuse me, in the majority of cases where there was a accident later in life, it was because they never did go back for their follow-ups.
Yep. Right.
Or
they're Chuck Norris and they're just the man and have a vasectomy and then produce twins.
I don't know, man. I think that's kind of if you're going through that step, just follow their fucking orders, man.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Hey, dude, and that who? What's better than
you go like, through with all that? You want to make sure it works.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you get permission to jerk off like during the day somewhere.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah. You know? Hey,
doctor's orders.
I have to.
I got
this.
A note.
What are you doing in there? I'm filling my prescription.
I have a doctor's note.
I'm going to go on short-term disability.
30 seconds.
Real short. Micro-term disability.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was very enlightening. So thanks, guys. We appreciate.
My pleasure.
It. We appreciate.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know.
I'm surprised nobody. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to.
No. What were you going to say?
What take a load say? Off.
You got to say it now.
Do it.
Take a load off. Something like that. Work that kind of joke in there. Oh, you know, that really took a load off.
Oh, boy. Here we
go. This might be the episode name.
One final thing before we go. I do have a question. And it is from our good buddy Scumdeath, and he says, hey dudes, hope life is treating you all well. Now that Sony have relented on crossplay for people to be able to play Fortnite on all consoles and PC, do you think they would open the floodgates and let us do crossplay Destiny all over platforms? It would be awesome for me to shoot some Xbox players in the face. Do you think this will happen, and in what time scale? Next gen consoles, maybe? No, I don't think you're ever going to shoot any of us in the face.
Nope. Not when it comes to exclusivity stuff like Call of Duty and Destiny.
Yeah, there's too much money wrapped up in that stuff right now. I mean, it would be awesome, and I think I've seen a lot of people say this, like, I don't need to have cross-play, but cross-save would be awesome.
Yep, and I think that there's more incentive for developers and publishers to do cross-save, because then you're talking about the same consumer buying the same game twice. Yes.
I'm still going
to
buy it.
As opposed to just, you know, your game going out once to everybody, you're going to sell multiple copies to multiple people.
Exactly.
So the best theory I've heard on this is Sony's opening it up to gauge how popular and how really wanted this crossplay thing really is before they even, like, consider anything else. But as far as, like, Destiny, you're minimum a year out. If that, I mean, that would even be really quick. You're probably won't, maybe Destiny 3.
I don't think you're going to see it on, I don't think you're going to see it on any other current gen games other than Fortnite, because Fortnite's an anomaly. That thing is,
I think,
a behemoth.
You'll see it on third party ones that, like,
the industry
does not have.
And they also have the ability. They also have the ability, I think, to probably a little bit more flexibility to kind of flip that switch, because they already do it between mobile. I mean, you could play mobile with PC, with Xbox, you know what I mean? Like, and Nintendo Switch. So I don't think it takes too much for them to make that happen. I do think that this has probably been in the works for quite some time. Once you know, they started seeing this, and they're probably feeling the pressure from all these, you know, publishers as well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Epic Games, who is, like, you know, a juggernaut right now. I mean, what are they making? Like $8 billion, you know, fucking.
And they make like $3 million a month on just DLC skins.
Yeah.
Just the skins. Yeah. I'm sure you know, they're like, yes, you need to get a part of this.
But I'm hopeful, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But again,
I'd much rather have cross-save than cross-play. You have to imagine this whole crossplay thing. This really is the first step. I mean, I know they've had the crossplay with Xbox and PC. Okay, big step. That's, you know, Microsoft playing with Microsoft. this Fortnite with crossplay has actually been the first crossplay across multiple consoles, period. This is very, very new. People are like, yeah, we want it. I am sure. I mean, coming from a technical background, making one system be able to talk to another system and do it well is not the easiest thing in the world. It's a pain in the ass.
I mean, but
this is, I mean, this I think is really proving the point. If they can do this and it works well, you may see in the future specific games going forward that are new without, you know, exclusive content where this could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not going to be your triple A rated games right out the, you know,
no.
gate, because that's going to be, you know, unless that publisher is beating down the doors of all the console makers going like, no, we want this. And we're willing to, you know, but I still think it's going to be a ways off for anything to do it, just because this is the newest feature.
Yep.
It's going to be years, and then this will slowly probably creep into the norm.
True that. All right, cool. Well, thanks for the questions, Gum Death. You're the man. That's going to be it for us for this week. I'd like to thank again our special guests for this round table. Thanks.
Anytime.
So where can we find you guys at? Safety, where can we find you, buddy?
I'm the Safety Czar on Xbox and in the Discord, and I'm on Twitter too, but I don't have a fancy Twitter name. So if you find me in Discord, I'll give you my Twitter handle if you really want it.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. All right, Law Dog. Good to have you back on, man.
Yeah, glad to be back. I appreciate it, guys. Glad y'all had me on. You can find me on Twitter at NTO Gaming. I am LawDog25 on Xbox and Lex Canis on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. Canuck.
You can find me at The Canuck Show on the Twitters and the Xboxes.
And go listen to Anti-Meta Podcast with him and our buddy Gear Dad. I didn't get a chance to listen yet this week. I'm going to listen tomorrow morning. I took off on Friday, and I didn't have to drive anywhere. So I,
ooh.
You guys are releasing on like Thursdays now. It's like,
yeah.
Anyway,
just wait. They'll eventually make it back to Monday.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to listening tomorrow. Baroque, how about you, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Stu G.
What's going on? At Stugazzo, STU_GTZZO. By the time this episode comes out, it will be Wednesday, and the NHL season will be upon us. Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go.
And you can find me at JCJesse on Twitter. And you can find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter as well. I think we're going to start doing a thing where we're dropping an old episode, kind of like a DTP rewind type of thing, because we do have so many episodes, and we just thought maybe kind of a cool thing to just kind of...
There's some good shit in there.
Yeah, there's some hidden... I mean, obviously, it's going to be super dated with the Destiny shit. It'll be like talking about Iron Banner from like 2015, but once you get through that, oh man, I'm sure there's some gold in there somewhere.
Rise of Iron, Rise of Iron, Rise of Iron, Iron fucking rising.
But anyway, so look for that. I think we're going to put those out on Mondays. So you can listen to like an older episode of ours if you don't have anything to listen to at the beginning of the week. And then we'll be dropping on Wednesday, of course. And yeah, that's going to do it. Be excellent to each other.
GG's.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh. Can I get some of that?